Okay, so I've talked Giddens into doing something with our race for a part of this segment. We're going to talk about the Talladega, the Jack Links 500. That is the name of the sponsor, right, Giddens?
Yeah, Jack Links 500.
And, of course,
we're going to do it like the Masters, too. We're going to pick and average placing will win in the end.
All right, I'm going to go first here because...
Giddens, you writing them down?
I can.
I really don't... This is a shot in the dark, really, because anybody, seriously, Talladega is one of those places where when they come across the finish line on lap 188, anybody really in the top 5 or 6, 10 can win. So, but I'm going to say the winner of this race is going to be Kyle Larson in the number 5 car. Okay. I will now give Giddens the chance to choose a car driver. If it's somebody that I don't think is going to make the race, Giddens, off of that entry list, I won't let you choose him. Go ahead.
I'll go Denny Hamlin.
That's not a bad choice at all. Denny Hamlin is definitely a good speedway racer. All right.
I just picked him because I thought about my college days and going to Denny's late at night.
What logic? There's nobody in the field that's named Huddle House, are there?
Yeah, unfortunately. Where is the Burger King at?
Is he sponsored by Giddens? King Hawaiian's Coconut Rolls.
Not bad.
That's this week? Denny Hamlin
is? That's his sponsor, according to this list I'm looking
normally
at.
It's FedEx. He drives in number. I'll tell you the number of cars so you can know. He's number 11.
Yeah.
Kyle Larson's number 5. All right. Bowman, who you taking? You get two picks here back to back.
I'll take Kyle Busch.
He's not done well the last 2 years, but he's still the best race car driver on the circuit. I still see him and Kyle Larson. All right. So you're taking Kyle Busch in the number 8 car, Giddens. He's number 8.
Yeah.
Who else you taking?
Let's see here. Looking at people I know, and then let's...
got to take Alex Bowman.
Eventually.
What if I take him first?
You better get him. Hey, and I'm going to tell you, that's not a bad choice. He's in a Hendrick Motorsports car.
Let's do Brad Keselowski.
That's not a bad pick either. He's in the number 6 car, Giddens. Giddens, your second pick?
Let's go with... Joey Logano.
It's not a bad pick either. Joey's very good on these super speedways. All right, so I get my second pick. My second pick is going to be Chase Elliott in the number 9 car. I believe he'll have a strong showing being from Dawsonville, Georgia, close to his hometown. And now I can go to my third pick, and y'all are not going to like this pick probably, but I'm taking one of MJ's cars. He runs very well on super speedways. I'm taking Bubba Wallace. He is in the number 23 car.
Can you imagine that? I hate that pick.
I know you do.
I don't care.
All right. So who's your third pick, Giddens? I know. I can tell you. I bet who it's going to be. He's got two pretty strong picks in Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin.
Wasn't there a guy I picked last year in the Cup Series?
Shane Van Ginsburg?
Shane Van Ginsburg. He's good on road courses.
No, I thought there was a guy I picked just because of his name being something food related.
John Hunter Nemechek?
No. That had to be, I don't know. I don't know, Giddens.
Just throw it out to the dark. Just give me
anybody can win on this track, I'm telling you.
Give me Tyler Reddick.
That is not a bad choice. That's the other Michael Jordan Denny Hamlin car. That is number 45, Giddens. All right, Bowman, last pick of the day, and then we're going to talk a little high school baseball.
You only get 3?
Yeah. We'll just go 3.
Okay, Alex Bowman.
Hey.
Yeah.
You got to go with your old man.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, I'm going to tell you, I truly believe that the winner of this race will come out of those 9. Those are 9 very good picks.
What about A.J. Allmendinger?
He runs really well on super speedways.
We didn't pick Cindric or Dylan.
Cindric is a 2-time Daytona 500 winner, which is just like Talladega. Dylan, no, he won't get it done.
Austin or Ty didn't get either one. Didn't get Blaney.
Blaney is the one that's going to be that'll be the wild card in this. He could win this thing, and none of us took him. I can't believe it.
Ricky Stenhouse.
Ricky Stenhouse has won at Talladega before in a different car.